This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Friday to all of you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of it as we together trek through the Word of God. And there's nothing like spending some time in the Word of God every day, isn't it? Maybe you're on your way to work. Hey, let's get this day supercharged today by hearing, soaking in the Word of God. Now, maybe you're heading out to lunch real quick. Maybe you're heading home. What better way to wrap it up than to get the Word of God in you today and to help? And I'm here to encourage you today as we go through the Word. We're looking at this third church in the list of seven. It's the church at Pergamos, which has gone down in history known as the worldly church. So this is what we've been looking at. The Lord Jesus says, I know your works. I know where you live, where Satan's throne is. Now, I think he says that because there in the city was a giant statue of a serpent known as Asclepius. Overlooked the city. Most of the people worshipped it. So, probably this is one of those things, you know, like the old figure of speech. Yeah, you had to be there. Well, this had more application to them, perhaps, than it does to us because of this thing there, this statue, this serpent there in the town. Everyone knew it. How could you not? Most of the people worshipped it. He says, I know where you live, where Satan's throne is. Now, he's commending them here in this verse, verse 13. You hold fast to my name, and you did not deny my faith. Isn't it funny he didn't say you didn't deny your faith? He says you didn't deny my faith. Why is that? Because your faith is a gift, friend. Yeah, I know I'm speaking a lot, talking a lot to you today because the program is only going to be about 7 minutes long as we wrap up this sermon here. I just preached this past week. So I have a couple minutes to chat with you here first prior to wrapping this up. As I'm going through this text with you, you hold fast my name. You didn't deny my faith. You see, your faith is a gift. It's a gift from God. You can read about it in Romans chapter 12 when it says every man's been given the measure of a measure of faith. You read about it in the best place is Ephesians 2 and 8 where it says, for by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That is boasting of your faith. You can't boast of it because God's given it to you. It's been given to you as a gift. So when Jesus says, you didn't deny my faith, that's his faith on the inside of them. And guess what? As you go about your Friday today, his faith is inside of you too. You see, when you can grasp this and understand this and walk in this, this is where you get to the place where all your prayers get answered. When it's you realize it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you die to self and let the Lord Jesus live your life through you, that's when you can get to this kind of place. Paul again said, it is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Then he talks about Antipas, my faithful martyr. Now, Antipas, as history has it, was burned alive in a bronze kettle. What a way to die. So now, back-to-back weeks, we have the old saint whose name was Polycarp from Smyrna, who they killed at 86 years old, He says, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Look at the attitude and the mindset of this man. And now here, Antipas, whose name means against everyone, Antipas, burned alive in a bronze kettle. My question to you is, and my invitation to you on this Friday is this, and that is, how did these guys do this? And how did they get the mindset to be this courageous and strong in the faith? Now, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. We're going to answer that question. We're going to take a 1 week. This is a perfect time to preach this, one of my favorite sermons. It's entitled The Winning Mindset. What makes Antipas walk into a bronze kettle, whistling How Great Thou Art? What makes Polycarp at 86 years old say, you know what? You offend me. You stinketh, friend. You bow down on your own knee. There's only one Lord to me, and his name is Jesus. I'm not bowing to you. How did this man do this at 90 years old? I invite you to come out this weekend. We're going to answer that question. Here's the last part of this message now, the worldly church.
Now, Chuck Swindoll tells the story of two rich brothers. Both lived a wild, unprofitable existence, using their wealth to cover up the dark sides of their lives. On the surface, however, few would have guessed it, for these consummate cover-up artists attended the same church almost every Sunday and contributed large sums of money to various church-related projects. Then the church called a new pastor, a young man who preached the truth with zeal and courage. Before long, attendance had grown so much, the church needed a larger sanctuary. Being a man of keen insight and strong integrity, this young pastor had also seen through the hypocritical lifestyles of the two brothers. Now, suddenly, one of the brothers died, and the young pastor was asked to preach at his funeral. Now, the day before his funeral, the surviving brother pulled the minister aside, handed him an envelope, and said, there's a check in there large enough to pay the entire amount you need for the new sanctuary, he whispered. All I ask is one favor. Tell the people at the funeral that he was a saint. The minister gave the brother his word. He would do precisely what the man had asked. So that afternoon, minister went to the bank and deposited the check into the church's bank account. The next day, the young pastor stood before the casket at the funeral service and said with firm conviction, he says, this man was an ungodly sinner and wicked to the core. He was unfaithful to his wife, unfaithful to his church, and he was a hot-tempered man, evil with his children, and ruthless in business, and he was a hypocrite at his church. But compared to his brother, he was a saint. Even in Russian, she likes that one. Verse 16, he warns us. He says, repent, therefore, or else. To every church in every church age, it's very simple. If this church here is at fault, all we got to do is repent. I mean, churches that were guilty of horrific things, all he said to them was repent and make it right. So all we got to do is repent and make it right. That's what he said to these people here, worshiping other gods. Hello, I don't think what we do here is quite that bad. Repent or else. I will come to you quickly and make war against them. Get that. I'll come to you and make war against them. The you is the pastor. Them is the people in the church. He says, you repent, otherwise I'm coming to them. Repentance is on me, the pastor of the church. For all of us. I repent for all of us, or else he comes to you. That's what he says. Repent, or else I will come to thee quickly and make war against them. with the sword of my mouth. The counsel is to repent. The church and its believers need to repent and change their ways. Again, he writes to the pastor, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to make war against them. Repent, pastor. Quit playing church. Quit with the worldly activities to attract people into your church. Quit with the Starbucks and electric guitars. Quit being hip and try being holy. Quit being hip and try to be holy for a change. This is how you make it right with God. No more electric guitars. No Starbucks. It's come out from among them and be ye separate. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That, in my opinion, is how you get it done. And how you not be found by the Lord Jesus as being a worldly church. And it's not something you want to be in, and it's not something you want to be known by. It's being a member of a worldly church. Last verse, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give to him a white stone. And on the stone, a new name written that no man knows except he that receives it. I'm out of time. The manna, back to Exodus chapter 16, ultimately, the manna is Jesus Christ. Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. That's John 6:32. Or, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. At John 6:51, if any man eat of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give life. I will give for the life of the world. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread will live forever. That is the hidden manna that he's talking about. It's him. He's going to give you him. And for the white stone, I leave you with this. A white stone signified two things. Number one, an acquittal by a jury. That is, when the judge slams down his gavel and says over you, not guilty. And number two, a white stone was a token of admission to a banquet. Just like our Sunday school last week. A place reserved in the heavens for you at a great big banquet. And Jesus is handing out a white stone. And on there is your admission. And it probably says on there, maybe, admit one, not two. You can't give it to your son or your daughter or your mother or your sister. It's admit one, you. Lord, we praise you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.